What is up, CJSF 90.1 FM? This is Katie, your open mic host, and today is a special day. Also, guys, Mac DeMarco did an intro for us. That is very exciting. I did not know that. Shout out, Mac DeMarco. Anyways, today is an awesome day because we've got one of my favorite artists in the studio, my dear friend Adele Tremblay.
Hello. Hi.
And we're going to be talking about her photography. She's done so much cool stuff in the city, but also lately she's been doing more personal stuff, I feel, with her portraits.
Yeah.
And that's been really exciting. But first, we got to talk about where we're broadcasting from. We're here in Burnaby on the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And yeah, let's just get into your photography. Well, how are you doing today, Adele?
I'm good. How are you, Katie?
I'm so good. I'm so happy, guys. When I met Adele today, I was like, I don't know if the mics are going to work.
And they work.
And they work.
We're good.
Yeah, and we sound beautiful, so I'm so excited. So I wanted to start by talking about, I feel like, the big bang of your photography, like the punk scene.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, how did you first get into that? Like, what was your first show like?
Well, I started photography really young. So when I went to the punk scene, I was like 15, which is young. But I started photography younger than that, so I was already into it. And I went to my first punk show, when I was 15 on my friend's birthday. My best friend's birthday, we went. And like my friends were already a little like in the punk scene more than I was, definitely. And we went and it was like super fun, and I brought like my film camera that I just bought. She was brand new. The photos turned out really bad. They're honestly like, you look at them, you don't know what's happening, because I didn't know how to shoot on film. But I really liked it. I had a lot of fun, so I kept going, and every time I went, I would bring my digital camera now. And the photos got like better and better, and I started really liking it. And I took photos of my friend's band, and I had like kind of a photography rant. But then I took those photos, and I don't know, like, my blood was pumping and my heart was beating, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing, I miss this feeling. And then I just got really into it after that.
Yes. Wait, that reminds me, like, I always love seeing your post-photography, like, feeling where you're just, like, shaking. And I'm like, could you, like, put words to that feeling after you've, like, taken some amazing photos?
I mean, when you're taking, especially, like, you're, okay, picture the scene, right? Well, you know, you're at a punk show, so the punk music is playing, it's super loud, there's a bunch of people, everybody's moshing, so they're bumping into each other and dancing, and because you're taking photos, you're probably sitting up, like, on the stage, on a chair, on, like, a speaker, so mostly on a speaker, and speakers are, like, you know, they're shaking, it's super loud, so you're up on there. I'm usually wearing heels, because I decide it's a good idea, it's not, and everybody's shaking and moving like what you're standing on, so your adrenaline is like super high already.
Yeah.
And then you're taking all these photos and you don't really know what's good or bad when you're doing it. You're just going crazy. And once in a while I'll like look down at my camera and go really quickly and I'll be like, oh my god, that was a fabulous photo. Let me keep going. So you don't have time to like put in your brain, wow, I just took an amazing photo, because it's only like a 5 minute like set, so you gotta get to it. So then after, everything's calmed down, but your adrenaline is still like up high, and then you get to look through and you have like, it's usually like one photo that I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing, I love it, I'm so excited to edit this, and my adrenaline's like pumped up, so I get like, your body doesn't really know how to, I guess my body doesn't know how to react.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll be like a little like shaky, being like, oh my god, I can't believe I took that, and then I'll calm down.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way after a punk show. Just like the shakes. Right. I'm like, I made it. I didn't fall in the mosh pit.
Yeah. And sometimes you fall and it's not.
It's not pretty, but it's okay. So do you ever like find it difficult to balance like taking photos? And then like you obviously want to mosh as well. So like.
Usually I take photos in the beginning part of the show. Like of the like, I don't know, hour and a half show. But then like. Like I said, my adrenaline's super up, so after a while I'll get like really tired, and then I'll be like, I gotta put the camera down, or I don't know, it's just not a good idea. And also like sometimes like, I'll be out there and then someone will bump me and I might almost fall or I'll fall.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, okay, that's it for today. I'll be done now.
Yeah.
So usually it's like beginning half, unless like a band wants me to take photos or paid me to take photos, then I'll do that, obviously, that band.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you have any stories of like a lethal fall?
I have definitely a couple. I have one that was like pretty bad, but an amazing photo came out of it. I was like with my friend Nat, and she's like really short. So when she mosses, like she bends down and moves her hair, mm-hmm. but she's like 5'1" and I'm like 5'8". So I'm bending, I want to take photos of her moshing. So I'm bending down and I'm doing whatever I can to get the best photo. So I'm like on the ground and it's like a tiny venue. And there's like a pole next to me and I'm literally on the floor, basically taking photos of everybody from below because I can get like the hair moving really good. And while that's happening, I'm like clicking, going crazy. And some guy just kicks me like right in the face.
Kicks you?
Well, accidentally, but yeah.
I guess, yeah, you're gonna
come. And then I just like banged into the pole on my ear and I was like, oh my God. And it was just like ringing and then I was done. And then we left. And then for like 3 days after, my ear was just ringing. Or, like, couldn't really hear, and it was, like, ringing. And I'm fine now.
Okay, well, but screw that guy.
Honestly, I don't think he saw me. Like, it's honestly my fault. Why am I on the floor?
You should know.
And I did it again. But I got, like, I made a magazine, and the cover of my magazine is that photo.
Oh, yeah.
So I say it's worth it because I don't have long-term damage from it. And it's kind of an amazing story.
Yeah, no, I love that photo.
Right?
Oh, wait, also, what venue was that?
Black Lab, which was my favorite venue before it burned down.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to it?
I never went to it. I
it
like joined
favorite.
Right after.
It was so good.
Wait, in honor of Black Lab, do you have any, do you want to like give it a shout out? Like anything, any stories from that or like?
I don't remember the band, but there was one band that had like an 8-year-old.
Oh my God,
That was amazing. And everybody at the venue was so supportive of this kid after everybody like lined up and gave him a high five. Everyone was so great. So shout out Black Lab. I miss you. In my opinion, you were the best punk venue, at least from when I was in the scene. Yeah, I wish you didn't burn down. Shout out to that kid.
Yeah, shout out to that kid.
He was great.
Was he like doing screamo or what?
Yeah. He was going like full crazy. He was like the singer of the band. He was going full crazy.
Wow.
He was like jumping up. I think his brothers or some like older kids were like picking him up and throw and like spinning him around. He was everything.
Wait, we need more of that. But yeah, I know you've like kind of drifted away from punk scenes, but just like looking back on it, like do you have a favorite photo from that era?
Oh yeah, 100%. My favorite photo, and it's honestly, I think it's my most well-known. I mean, I'm not super, but it's my most well-known photo from like punk scene and just my other work. It's in my opinion my favorite photo I've ever taken. It's this like moshing photo. It's like green, and I took it when I don't remember the name of the venue, but it shut down, and it was like super big venue, so people loved it. And we went, me and my friends. It was like my friends' like first couple shows. My friend group, another friend group, and we went there, and it was like 100 people packed outside waiting to get in, and we were like some of the last to get in. And then we got in, and I was like, I was taking photos, and I was like hanging onto one of the speakers because this one actually had like a proper stage.
Wow.
And then like one of the band members like waved me up to just come on stage. So I came on stage and I was taking crazy photos, and I had like my shutter speed, which is like how fast a lens closes. So it was like, if it goes like fast, it's a different level of shutter speed. So I had it like really, really low. So it was taking like a really long time. So it would go like, and then it would take it, which makes this like blur effect that I love. And in the photo, it's like people moshing in the crowd and it looks like their souls are like lifted up and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I remember when I got home at like 4 a.m., I just couldn't stop myself from editing, and I edited till like 9 in the morning, and then I like got up and I was so excited. My mom was really confused because she just got up for work, and I was like, Mom, this is like the best thing I've ever done. And that was like 2 years ago, and I still can't top that photo.
Wow.
It is my favorite photo, and like also when I sell my work, that's the most expensive and most like popular.
Yeah, no, I love that photo so much. I
Mosh
have the
Madness.
Postcard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Wait, can people like still buy Mosh Madness?
Yeah, well, when I print it out, you can. I mean, if you just like DM me, I will print out any photo for you.
Well, okay,
like, whatever photo you want.
DM Adele's photography.
Yeah, DM me. But yeah, I have a couple postcards. I think I have a couple postcards left of Mosh Madness. Not a lot. Most of them sold out. But I have other postcards and stuff. And I'm starting school soon, and I want to print out more of my stuff to sell more. So yeah.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll ever do another magazine too?
Yeah, I want to.
Yeah.
But I need more work to do it.
Yeah. That's exciting. I was also just wondering about, like, the punk scene. If, like, whenever you're taking photos, like, do you ever notice anything about, like, the people who are, like, involved, like, in the mosh pit? Like,
yeah.
Like, do you notice something that we wouldn't normally notice when we're
definitely,
in it?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to say, like, sometimes some people get me. It's not. They don't know what they're doing. But people wear, like, construction vests.
Yeah.
So it'll be, like, I'll take the photo. The entire photo will be black except that one little strip that they're wearing. And then also I'll notice, like, the people who are, like, shaking their hair more because it's more interesting. And also the people who do, like, funny faces. Like, when they don't know they're doing funny faces when they're moshing. But obviously it's, like, every half a second I'm taking a photo. So I'm clicking and I'm like... And also, like, really sweaty people.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a flash in your face. It's super obvious you're sweating.
Do you kind of love that in a photo?
Like, no, it looks glistening? It looks so good. But sometimes I'm like, I'll like our friend is really sweaty.
Yeah.
And I remember this one time I was, like, looking through photos, and there was, like, a moment of someone who, like, touched him and then looked back on their hand. And I was like, oh, my God. I know. They just looked at him and were like, ew, that man is so sweaty. But yeah. And there was one time where, like, there was, like, an accidental boob show on photos, so deleted that.
Yeah.
Definitely no one gets to see that. But obviously that happens, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly. If you're moshing, you're going to have your boob out.
That's not my,
you
right?
know? It's not your fault.
Right. And yeah. I was like, oh, sorry, girl. It's gone now.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to have a bit of a chill from talking. That's, like, the finale of the Vancouver punk scene conversation. Oh, yeah. I think it's a good note to leave off on. And so now we're just going to listen to the theme song of this episode. I didn't choose it. Adele
didn't choose it. Choose this either.
No one chose this song. It's just going to be on.
If it's good, then I chose. If everybody likes it, then I chose it.
Yeah, and if everyone hates it, then I chose it. Okay, so this is Charlie XCX. Everything is romantic. I obviously chose it because I know the title.
Exactly.
Here, let's see. Is it going? Hello?
Charlie.
Where's Charlie? Charlie? Charlie isn't going.
It's not Brat Summer anymore, apparently.
It's not Brat Summer, guys. It's Brat Winter. Okay, we're gonna play, like, a totally different kind of song then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and we'll see if we can figure that out, because we need the theme song. Maybe we'll play it at the end once we figure it out. So instead, we're gonna listen to, this is, like, the chillest song. I just found it. It's a new one in our library. It's called Miracles by Avon, and it reminds me a lot of, like, Barbie, like, old school Barbie, like, Pegasus, you know, like, when it was, like, fantasy. It reminds me, or, like, 12 Dancing Princesses.
Yes!
So we're gonna listen to that, and maybe it'll be even better than Charlie XCX, so here you go. Or, I don't know, actually, I might get blamed for that, but yeah, here's Miracles. I'm so sorry I said that.
tattoos on leather tan skin. Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Fall in love again and again. Riding rose through manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin. Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. Early nights in white sheets with lace curtains. Capri in the distance. Tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Bad tattoos on leather tan skin, Jesus Christ on a plastic sign. All in love again and again, winding roads through manual drive. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love again and again, early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Capri in the distance, in a place that can make you change. All in love. Stirrups at the scooters, neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Lemons on the trees and on the ground. Sandals on the stirrups of the scooters, neon orange drinks on the beach. Four generations make up a family. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. Early nights and white sheets of lace curtains. Pompeii in the distance, in a place that can make you change. Fall in love again and again. 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 Fall in love again and again.
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
You are back listening to CGSF 90.1 with Katie and her guest Adele.
Hi.
Talking about photography. Mm-hmm. We just finished up talking about her photography in the Vancouver punk scene.
Yeah.
And that reminded me that I want to shout out the show later tonight at 8 p.m. We have the Arts Magazine where you can learn all about the different happenings in our city. So if you want to be a cool photographer like Adele,
yeah, cute.
You can find out where you can go to find some cool things to take pictures of. And I'm hitting the town tonight, so you might see me, you won't recognize me, but you'll know me. So just listen.
Just hear Katie's voice.
Just listen and say hi. Oh yeah. And we need to announce that we got the theme song. That
was
the theme song, guys. It played. I forgot to press the button, guys. We're having a good time. We're just too chill right now. We're having a silly time. But that was, Charlie XCX, Everything is Romantic. And yeah, before that, we were listening to Miracles by Avon when we were really feeling.
It is very Barbie.
It's so Barbie. Okay, so now we're going to talk about how you drifted into the portraits more.
Yeah, fashion photography.
And yeah, fashion especially. Wait, do you choose the outfits as well? Like,
I do, except one time I worked with a stylist who was like amazing that I'm going to work with again. But most of the time I do choose my own fashion. I do love doing it.
Wait, I didn't know you worked with a stylist.
Yeah, just like a local like student who needed stuff for her portfolio. But she did a really good job. She was great.
Wow, that's so cool. Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering, like, with your photography, like, when you're choosing a model, like, do you come up with the concept for the portrait first, or do you, like, base it on the model more?
I've never based a shoot off a model, actually. Well, like, obviously I'm, like, not, like, I don't know, like, well-known and to, like, work with models. I've like, worked with some, but not enough. I guess usually I just use my friends. I'm starting school soon, so hopefully I will get more models, which would be great. But usually I plan my shoot, my fashion, to plan the whole thing, and then I pick out of the people I know, out of who would model for me, who is the best for that.
Yeah.
Because I guess I don't have, like, the opportunity yet to work with people who already model. Maybe one day I'll plan to shoot off a model. I don't know. Have a muse.
Yeah. Because whenever I see your photos of Nat, like, are so her that I thought, like, you must have, like, based them off of her.
No. No. Wow. She's gotten really good at modeling now. And also, like, obviously when I'm there, I help move my model whatever way I think goes with the shoot, facial expressions, and I show them inspo, and then, and, like, we'll keep working till we get it right. And then we get it right.
Wait, how does that work when you're directing, like, a facial expression? Because I feel like they're all, like, so moody in your pictures in, like, such a, like, satisfying way. It's like, oh, yeah, that's, like,
I think,
that's
how well, I like, I do it on my face.
Oh.
And then I'll do it on, and then, you know, like, let's say it's, like, sad. I'll tell them, scrunch your eyebrows, you know, think about a sad moment. I'll do it on my face. I will literally stand in the place of the model and go, and stand the way I want them to stand and go exactly like this. And then I'll play music sometimes that has, like, I mean, we're talking about radio music. I'll play music that has to do with, like, the mood of the shoot.
Whoa.
And then I'll show them inspo. And obviously putting someone in the whole outfit that goes with the shoot brings out something else in them for sure.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It, like, activates you.
Yeah. Because even, like, I did a shoot with my two best friends who are both gay. And in the shoot, like, one of them's a guy. He's gay, but he has to be someone who's not a guy. But it worked great. They look like they had a bunch of chemistry, even though they don't, and they're, like, siblings.
Yeah,
but it worked perfectly because I put him in, like, a full suit and was like, "You're giving straight boy today who's, like, obsessed with a woman. So give that," and it worked.
It was so wild to see him like that.
I know.
And I love, like, something that I really loved about that shoot was, like, the shots where it would be, like, Nick looking up at Amelie and Amelie looking, like, right at the camera.
Yeah, that's basically what the whole shoot was. It was inspired by a Gossip Girl photo from 2010 in an Elle magazine. I don't remember who took it, but it was an Elle magazine. And I was, like, obsessed with that photo when I was a kid. I thought it was so cool. So I wanted to recreate it in my way, which I actually love. I love that photo so much. I think it's so good. I wanted it to be, like, obviously a woman is in power over a man, and have this like man who looks like masculine in business be like looking up to her, admiring her. So and I love that. It's one of my favorite fashion photos I've done. I love it.
Yes. Wait, so what did you change when you were making it your own?
The fashion, definitely. I mean, like, it was 2010, so the fashion is different. I mean, obviously the models, and then I honestly just kept the pose that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I basically changed everything. I hated the background that they had. I don't personally love studios. I wanted there to be, so I had like a glass, like a yellow glass house that we were at background that just made it so much more, like, majestic and romantic. I basically changed all of it, but the pose.
Yeah.
And, like, the vibe. But the vibe was there, so you can tell still when you look at both of the photos.
No, I love, like, with the glass, it feels, like, almost religious.
I know,
like,
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And, like, with that, with, like, Amelie looking at the camera and that, and, like, how powerful that felt, I was, like, noticing that a lot of your photos have, like, the models, like, looking right at the camera. And I was wondering if, like, there's a reasoning behind that when you're taking, like, why are you drawn
to that? Well, I think so much of, like, the photos has to do to, like, looking through an eye. And also, I do so much work with, like, women and femininity. That's, like, my main thing that inspires me is, like, femininity through art. So I think, like, obviously, if you have a woman sitting there or like, you want them to look at you, you want to see their presence, so that's why. So, and also, like, when I'm looking through photos, I gravitate to those more, and I like a good facial expression when you're looking at it.
I love it so much too. I love how you work with femininity. I feel like, can you, like, talk a bit about, like, what it means to you, like, femininity, like,
oh my god,
general?
It means so. I've been, like, feminine since I was, like, a little kid, and I never had that phase where I was, like, ashamed of being feminine, which I'm so glad I didn't. But I've watched my little sister have that phase, and so many of my friends have that phase, and it's so sad to me because I think femininity is such like a beautiful thing within everybody, but it's such like a thing that's kind of looked upon like in a bad way, especially towards men, and even women get like shamed for being feminine, you know, like the bimbo or whatever, because people think you're not smart or you're only doing this for like, you know, a sex appeal. But I think femininity is such a beautiful thing on everybody, and I think I want everybody to like at least experience it once to see if you like it, if you don't, how it makes you feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Even like one of my shoots I did was like inspired by my friend who when he was a kid he really wanted to be a fairy princess, but he's like a boy and his dad is like super masculine. So I did this like whole comic book shoot where I'm